listener production.
I'm Katie Williams, and you've already shown up for yourself by listening to this episode. Now, keep it going. This is your weekly Better For It advice, where I give you 3 tips for solving a health question we're all asking. This episode is how to recover like an athlete. Years ago, I was a professional athlete. I was competing in beach sprinting from the age of 4. And from the ages of 15 to 23, I trained every day in the gym and on the running track. I pushed my body to the limit. This is what forced me into hospital with bronchiolitis. My lungs were in a bad state and I was unable to fly, which meant I missed the biggest race of my career, world titles. So I'm going to be honest with you and say that I wasn't very good at recovery back in the day. But since going through that, getting older, more mature, and learning more about my body, I've come to realize how important recovery is in my training. It might even just be as important as the workout itself, because this is the time when your body will absorb all of the training. A lot of elite athletes will recover well because that's all they have to do. They can train for a few hours a day and then they have the rest of the day to recover. But if you're not an elite athlete, you've got work full time, maybe you look after kids, or you just take on the stress of a normal human being with responsibilities, you won't have this much time to recover. The danger here is that your body won't get a chance to heal from all of the training that you're putting into it. This can lead your body to break down, get injured, or even get sick. This can force you to take time away from your training and will even take you longer to achieve your goals. So if you want to recover like an athlete, here are 3 tips you can try. Tip 1, sleep. A good night's sleep is the most important thing you can do to help your body. It's recovery from the work that you've put into it. Sleep is the time where your muscles will repair and grow. So when you do a big workout, you get these tiny tears in your muscle fibers. The body repairs these tears whilst you're sleeping, so your muscles can adapt to the pressure and you can push yourself further and further. But if you're not getting enough sleep, you won't be giving your muscles a chance to repair these tears and you won't be able to get any of the benefits of your training. You'll be training on fatigued muscles and just not making any progress. A good night's sleep will also give you the energy to show up the next day and perform at your best. How much sleep depends on what you need as an individual, but experts will recommend around 7 to 9 hours. If you're training hard, you might even need a bit more. Tip 2, nutrition. The next thing you want to nail is your nutrition. The way you fuel and recover will be different to me because we're all doing different workouts, we have different needs, and we have different preferences. But regardless of what you eat and when you eat or how much you eat, it's crucial that you're taking in enough food and water after and before your training session. Before you train, make sure you have enough energy to get through the session that you're doing. A good source of carbs like oats in the morning is great for this. After your workout, your body needs to refuel and rehydrate. This will help your muscles grow and repair and adapt to your training load. It will also support a healthy, functioning immune system to prevent sickness. So after your training session, make sure you're getting in some carbs and protein. I like to have a protein shake loaded with oats, chia seeds, some healthy fats, and I'll also chuck in a banana for some carbs. Also, make sure you're getting in enough water. You've probably sweated a lot in your workout, so you need to replenish what you've lost on top of 2 liters of water you need to drink per day. Tip 3, the extra 1%. Okay, you're sleeping well, you're getting enough food, and you're getting enough water in. But the other parts of recovery are what I like to think of as the extra 1%ers. So you want to make sure you're nailing your sleep and nutrition first, and then you can add these things on top. These are things like foam rolling your muscles, getting a massage, doing an ice bath, or taking supplements like zinc or magnesium, or doing some active recovery like going for a walk. These things aren't as important as sleep and nutrition, but they definitely help. Also remember, it's important to take full rest days too. I'm talking no exercise. Regardless of how fit you are, your body is going to get tired eventually. You might be mentally strong enough to train through injury or fatigue, but your body is going to put up a fight eventually. And by consistently pushing your body to the limits, you'll be doing way more damage to your body than good. So schedule in at least 1 rest day a week where you don't work out. You focus on rest and recovery so you can really absorb all of the training load. If you want to start recovering like an athlete, you should nail your sleep, your nutrition, and throw in the extra 1%ers. That's it for this one. Come back on Wednesday to hear me speak with a leader in health and fitness about the changes they make to live their best life. If you've got a question you want some advice on, slide into my DMs on Instagram at Katie Williams. I'll chat to you soon.
Listener.